I didn't hit the record button.
Seriously?
Yes.
Oh, no.
That was good, too.
Well, let's do it real quick just so I want to make sure it goes on the card.
Okay.
Let's just hear what it says. Oh, no. So it's red when it's recording?
Huh?
It's red.
Yes.
It's, so it's recording now.
So it's recording right now.
Okay.
Mother!
Can we just start, like, we just start, like, start now?
Yeah, fresh? We could start now. People start will go, what the hell are those girls doing?
Kick,
okay.
Hit the song.
All right, we're going to hit the song. Let's do it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, let's go.
Ready, set, go!
And the truth shall set you free!
Welcome to One Life Radio.
We're going higher. All right. We are going higher, everyone. It is crazy to be recording again. And it's a podcast after the broadcast. And I've been playing with my Rodecaster for a few minutes and just decided to hit the record button and go with it. So I don't know. And I'm here with Marie. We're up in the One Heart, or the One Heart, One Life Radio Studios that used to be connected to iHeart. And now we're just like on our own, free falling. And you only get one life. You really do, man. And it's zipping by really fast. What are you trying to tell me? You what? You get one life. I don't know what you're trying to tell me. Oh, yeah. Marie does that when we're on the air. She used to do it when we were, like, really, really on the air. She'll, like, point to something and think that I know exactly what she's trying to tell me. Like, I'm a mind reader. But I used to do the same thing to her, too. So, you know, right back at me.
Bernadette has a box that says on air. The yep. Little tiny kind that with the light comes on. It's red.
It's so cute.
On the air. So I wanted to turn it on so we yeah. Feel so.
Well, I think it needs new batteries. That was what I originally bought that like 10 years ago, which by the way, if you're listening to this, this is the podcast after the broadcast from One Life Radio. And this is Bernadette Fiaschetti with Marie Early. And we're just kind of jacking around up here in the in the One Life Radio studios, my home studio. We went off the air on iHeart in January so I could take a little sabbatical because I was burnt out, you guys, and I hit a wall. And I just needed some time to figure out what I'm going to do. And yeah. What were we saying before when we thought we were recording and we weren't? That was a good story. Do you remember?
About the dogs.
Well, I rescued three dogs since you last heard me on the air. Even though this is now on the internet, not a radio broadcast. So, yeah, I've rescued three dogs. There was something else. I don't know.
And then you were going to put the pictures on the website.
On the website, yeah.
OneLifeRadio.com.
Yeah, but it's been quite a ride. And so almost April 9th will be 13 years since we've been broadcasting. As I said, the first week in January, we pulled off of iHeart and I'm not sure what we're going to do. We're thinking about going to KRLD. I'm not sure what we're going to do. So doing a weekend show because I do love radio. I really do. It's good to communicate with the masses, especially the content that we have and have had for many, many years, which is so just such great content. I am surrounded by books and memories and people, people's books and just, you know, incredible people, writers.
Yeah, I think it's so great. With a podcast, I mean, you could take a book and talk to the author for, you know, really in depth. Oh, mm-hmm. Come on in.
Who is that?
Maria.
Oh, hey, Maria. We're recording right now.
It's not on the radio right
now. It's not on the radio, but we're recording.
We're practicing.
We're practicing. Yeah.
It's all right. Maria, everyone.
It's Maria, my right-hand woman. She's my mini-me. Couldn't do it without Maria. Everybody needs this Maria. But yeah, so we do everything together. She helps me with all the dogs and
hit the clap button.
Hit the clap button. I'll give Marie a clap. But we we've been recording now for 4 minutes and 30 seconds.
Okay, you want to try it or see if it works?
I don't know. We can put it out. You want to chat a little bit longer? Maria, what do you need? You could just what? Okay, all right. I'll come out in like in a couple minutes. Yeah. Okay, yeah. I've got the lawn guys here and lots of activity here today at the house because we're at our One Life Radio home studios. And it's great to record again. You know, I'm a communicator, always have been. Learned it early on in my dad's grocery store, how to talk to people. My father was a people person too, Al's Market. And, you know, I know what I wanted to share with everyone, which will be a lot of the upcoming content, is that I'm writing a book. I'm pretty sure, unless I change my mind, and I probably shouldn't even say it, but I'm going to. It is The Secret Sauce, From Wings to Wellness. And it's a story of how I began my early childhood, growing up with my brother who was schizophrenic, how in all those nuances, all those little moments of everyone that's touched my life and how it ended up where I am now, sharing all kinds of stories, and I'm going to share a lot of those stories and how I ended up, you know, co-creating Wingstop with my former husband, Antonio Swad, and then went on. Well, it started with Pizza Patron. A lot of people don't know that. Started with Pizza Patron, and that money, the revenue from that and those years of experience, then we started Wingstop. It's all going to be in the book. And so I don't know. I don't know which publisher I'm going to go with, but yeah. It's kind of exciting to write a book, you know, have never done it. My mom was a writer. You're a writer, kind of, sort of, right, Maria? Journalist?
But I've never been good at, like, journaling or diaries or anything like that about mm-hmm. my life, which mm-hmm. I think is...
It's a task.
Yeah, it's hard.
It is. You know, I mean, taking your memory through that, taking yourself through that memory lane and going through, and when I started writing, and I write about anywhere from 5 minutes to an hour a day, but I try to get at it every single day, just chipping away at it and remembering, and then other people telling me stories, oh, Bernadette, do you remember this? Or Bernie, do you remember that? Depending upon, you know, what chapter of my life that friend was a part of it and still is. It's kind of funny.
The hard part, though, is it's so funny when sometimes a friend of mine will tell me a story and I remember it totally differently.
Really?
Does that ever happen?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I was, and then sometimes, like, you know, I was talking to Antonio the other day and it was my friend, Gene Lord, who told me that. He said, yeah, I remember the time, and he's been a dear friend and an advisor for many years, and he was saying, I remember you telling me a story of the first time you ran out of wings. You weren't expecting, I mean, it was starting to do well, you know, it was starting to, you know, really get some activity, for lack of a better word, when we first started traction. But the first Super Bowl Sunday with the Wingstop, we were at the Super Bowl thinking, okay, well, we'll be busy, but Rex can handle it, you know. Our manager that we had hired and we worked with on all the recipes and everything with a dear old friend. And so it's just kind of crazy. And I was telling Antonio the story and he said, I don't remember it. I don't remember that. And I said, oh yeah, we ran out of wings. I remember
being at the Super Bowl.
We were at the, no, he remembers being at the Super Bowl. It was the last Super Bowl the Cowboys were at. And it was, I think Pepsi or Dr. Pepper or somebody gave us the tickets because we were a big customer with Pizza Patron. And so we went to the Super Bowl. And then there were other Super Bowls that we tried to go to, but we were so dumb. We didn't have enough money to get in, but we thought we did. So we would the first one was, I'm trying to think, it was, because I'm a big Bills fan, for those of you that don't know. So yeah, we went to Pasadena, and they were playing, I think they're playing the Cowboys at the Rose Bowl, and the Bills didn't win, and we didn't get in anyway because we were too poor.
So y'all flew out there.
We flew out there and we got to listen to the game outside of the stadium. Oh my gosh. Didn't have enough money to buy tickets. We were just young and dumb, you know.
I bet you Antonio doesn't remember running out of wings because you probably handled the situation.
No,
he never even knew it was happening.
No. He was all over it. But so much stuff happens, you know, when you, the growth was so explosive in the early years. So much to talk about.
I know.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. I am. And so, there's things about your childhood. And I know we're all over the place, but, you know, it's the first time we've recorded in a very long time. And typically it's not just me and Marie. So we're just basically sitting here chatting, which I kind of like. I really like it, you know, and not having to the demands of having someone on the line and, you know, being very well prepared for an interview and reading and reading and reading and reciting and learning how to pronounce words that you've never even heard before, because we talked about a lot of nutritional science on the show.
And so, you get to control all the...
Yeah, I get to say, you know what, I'm out of here. I'll talk to you later, alligator.
And we can say shit.
Oh, yeah, I know. You know what, though? I don't want to swear on the podcast. I mean, if it comes up, you know, like, yeah. You know, if it comes up. But I think oh, my gosh. Jerry Seinfeld used to say, I'm trying to think of it. I'm closing my eyes trying to think of it. That swearing during a performance, like a comedy performance, is cheating, basically. Don't tell Joe Rogan that, though. I love Joe Rogan. I think he's so talented. I just really like him. Yeah.
I think sometimes that people use it when they don't need it.
Right.
That extra.
Yeah.
It just kind of.
It becomes like, I don't know.
Makes it just. Sound
sometimes it's appropriate, you know, like, I don't know. See, I'm still thinking I'm on the air and I can't swear even if I wanted to. You know, because you can't do that on radio. There's the seven dirty words, like
piss, shit,
yeah,
fuck, like so the
mofo,
George
gobble.
Carlin.
What's that? Remember that song? Eat bite.
What?
Eat bite, suck, fuck, gobble, double, chew.
Oh my god! No, I don't remember that.
I don't know where I got that from, but
oh my gosh, that's crazy.
And you can say gobble, nibble, chew.
Gobble what?
Gobble, nibble, chew. I don't remember where I even heard that from. I think it's, I don't know, an
Cardi
old friend
B
used to
something.
Say that. I don't know. But you know what? I think it's time to put this cod past this podcast. I'm going to hit the record button and end it. And I don't have any music. I'm in the machine. I'm going to come up with some, though. We're going to get it in there so we can. Yeah. But we're not allowed to use other people's recorded music, right?
I know.
That's against the...
Well, I mean, I get it.
The universal laws of, I don't
of,
know.
Of people wanting credit for their work, I guess.
Yeah. Wow, that's... I understand that.
But it is. It's like a compliment if you use their song.
Yeah. We could sing.
I think that... Let's save that for another show.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to end this podcast. And
play the theme song again.
I could do that. And if you're listening, thank you. And we'll be back because I really enjoy telling stories and communicating and just laughing. So we'll talk to you later, alligator.
Bye.
Bye.
Ready, set, go.
There goes the button.
Welcome to One Life Radio.
We are going higher, and we will talk to you later.